Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. It's time for a 5-Minute Friday. And today, I want to talk to you about the masseters, the masseter muscle and masseter Botox. And this is such an amazing procedure in the right hands. It's definitely trending. And I am seeing some TikTok information disseminate, and it's funny because TikTok thinks it's so timely, but girl, I've been talking about this for the last 3 years, and I feel like Masseter Botox now has taken a bit of a wrong direction, and that we're doing it too much, too frequently can be very detrimental to us. So I've been talking about Masseter Botox for a while because I truly believe we must preserve function and we must do no harm as medical providers. And even if we're in an esthetician setting or a spa-like setting, or we're providing cosmetic aesthetic procedures around the country, the first goal is be a medical professional and do no harm. And I'm a huge fan of Masseter Botox. As a head and neck surgeon, we treat muscle dystonia, and we treat multiple muscles, large muscles of the face, head, and neck with large amounts of units. For cervical dystonia and torticollis, we might even go up to 100 to 200 units in these big muscles that cause really severe neurologic muscle spasm. TMJ is a form of that. When patients have temporomandibular joint problems and they are clenching and grinding their teeth excessively, the pain of the TMJ muscle can be intense. It drives a sheer, kind of a sharp, piercing pain, like an ice pick, lancinating pain into the eardrum and TMJ joint. You really can have severe problems develop in terms of reduced circulation to the middle ear, ringing of the ear, clicking, cracking, and popping noises of the joint, temporal headaches from the temporalis muscle contracting too hard, jaw ache and jaw pain, and then pain radiating kind of down the back of the neck, even into the posterior neck, because of this excessive muscle tension. And we don't know why certain people are predisposed to it. But there is kind of a behavioral component where clenching and grinding can be stress and anxiety driven. There is, of course, an occlusion problem when the teeth don't align perfectly and certain muscle groups take over and dominate. And then, of course, nighttime grinding or bruxism, which can happen, which can exacerbate all these problems and be very hard to control. So doing masseter treatments with Botox has been game-changing for people who suffer these problems. And this is on the medical side. It relieves headaches. It is life-changing. You stop waking up with a throbbing jaw. You don't have to massage all the pain out of your jaw. Sometimes this condition progresses to where you get lockjaw and you can barely open your mouth effectively. So for all of those patients, Masseter Botox gives a very lovely result. We're putting units of toxin into this large muscle, and the muscle is so strong it can bear down and clench and almost distribute 300 pounds of square pressure per centimeter with each clench. It's the strongest muscle of the body when we look at it in terms of force and size. It's such a tiny size, it delivers such a strong force. And you can see that when you bite something hard or, crack down on something with your back teeth, that's a lot of force. And so the forces that are generated when we modify that with Botox, we relieve the pain and the pressure. My typical starting dose for masseter Botox might be 20 units on each side. We're treating the superficial belly of the muscle and the deep belly of the muscle. I do not want to over-treat. I treat at the maximum 30 or 40 units per side, or sometimes we'll treat asymmetrically, where people who chew a lot on the right or the left have a bulging masseter on one side, bigger and more powerful. We will give a couple 10 extra units on that side. But in general, I don't think I've ever gone above 30 or 40 units on a masseter. And even that with reluctance, the patient really has to start with 20, come back in 2 weeks. If I feel that it's still a firm, hard knot, I will give a bit more, but up to 40. And then I recommend treatment 3 visits in succession, 90 days apart, can give you up to 20% slimming of the masseter muscle in the lower face. And why is this important? Because as we age, our faces become masculinized. We have this predominance of lower face heaviness anyway from gravity, jowling, and drooping. And then adding the bulk of the clenching masseters just contributes to that. It's sort of like the lifetime of stress that we've internalized by age 40 or 50, that clenching on the freeway when we're driving or we're talking to annoying people and we're trying to hold things in, that's what creates these large masseters that give lower face heaviness and a thick masculinized fullness to the lower face. So slimming them down is beneficial. Number one, the pain will stop. Number two, the muscle will thin and atrophy, and you will have reduction of the force of contraction and reduce the trauma on the TMJ joint. And number three, you'll have a slimming effect, which can really beautify the dimensions and proportions of the middle-aged face or any face that has masseter predominance. We've seen this in many young and beautiful actresses too. I'm a huge fan of the slimming effect. So I suggest starting with one session and checking how you do with the 2-week follow-up. Come back in and do a little touch more if necessary for pain or muscle bulk reduction. Wait 6 to 8 weeks to see the slimming and atrophying effect that you're going to get. And if you like the trend, but you're not fully where you want to be and you want more slimming effect, you can do a second session at 3 months. Toxin lasts 90 days. The masseter slimming effect will last a bit longer. It takes time for an atrophied muscle to regrow. And so you may do your next session another 90 days later. And then watch and wait and observe, because the atrophy is cumulative. And after 2 visits, you may atrophy and thin the lower face and slim it by about 10%. And some studies have shown by the 3rd visit, you can slim lower face by 20%. Lovely. This is all fine and good. But once we reach the state of leaving the hypertrophy and the overgrown muscle, we do not want to over reduce the masseters. Number one, it can give you problems with chewing and bone density. The muscles that clench also stimulate bone activity. Remember, bones need muscles to stay healthy. Muscular activity gives us our bone strength. So several studies have shown reduction in mandible density after masseter Botox. Many studies in animals, only a couple looking at women, but in perimenopausal women in particular, this bone density change is not recoverable. And I'm writing an article about this, which I'm going to summarize the findings that are out there in the literature, which are very little. As per always, this product somehow got FDA approved without anyone having to look at the implications of long-term use on bone density and muscle atrophy for us humans that are the test generation for this product. So I encourage companies that are launching these campaigns and promotions and getting approvals to think big picture. How can you be a scientist and not think about muscle strength and impact on bone when animal studies already exist about this? So this is a call to action for those companies to think a little deeper about the long-term consequences of masseter Botox on bone density for us women, perimenopausal women, people whose bone density replacement may not ever improve. Osteoporosis is going to be a lifetime problem for the majority of women. Bone density of the lower face is extremely important for maintaining youthfulness and the normal contours of the skin. These masseters act like bolsters of support. And when you have a prominent masseter, you actually have a very lovely and strong and defined jawline. So more thinning, more slimming, more atrophy, more jowling. It's not a TikTok trend, ladies. I've talked about this for the last 3 years, but I'm glad people are kind of tuning into that fact. And what's actually happening is a lot of different medi spas and injectors that maybe don't have a high level of head and neck anatomy or experience are now seeing this consequence in their own patients, because this can be addicting. Like, facial slimming is such a powerful thing. So when you get 2 or 3 sessions in, it's our responsibility to tell our patients to back off a little and maybe once a year, maybe just really treating patients that have severe TMJ pain and problems more aggressively, but everyone else for aesthetic indications, like moderate, everything in moderation is key. And talk to your patient about the fact that as their masseter slims, they may require jawline injections or contouring to maintain the position of the skin and not develop jowling. When those bolsters shrink, the skin falls forward and the jowls can become more prominent. It is reversible. because your masseter muscle will quickly bulk up again. If you maintain your normal chewing patterns or you chew gum or different exercises you can do to clench and maintain. Sadly, it looks like the bone density process is not so easily reversible, but these are things we will discover as we do more research. But just to give us all a little clear picture, the beauty is important. I think the pain control for muscle dystonia and clenching and grinding is really nice because, after all, dental cards don't work for everyone. And once you grind down a joint with mechanical wear, tear, and stress, it's really hard to fix that. TMJ surgery is very difficult, and the chronic problems that you can avoid, I think, are to be commended by the use of Botox in this treatment. And then just a reminder that beauty is important, but long-term maintenance of attractiveness requires strong bones, good muscles that are not too thinned and atrophied, and collagen stimulators. So treat, but teach the consequences, and then offer your patients solutions. Like if they want that gaunt model hollow, more power to them. Let them have it. I'm a fan. I think all the models are doing it. But remind them not to complain. When they see their jowling, they're going to get their jawline injections. So guys, that's my 2 cents on masseter Botox and the jowl and everything you need to know. Look forward to writing this article for you guys. Hopefully everybody will read it. I implore companies out there to do more research because I demand that we have this evidence for our patients and for ourselves. I stopped personally doing masseter Botox because of what I was reading. And I don't have TMJ. I don't need more jowling. I love good bone density. So for me, I don't really do it anymore. But I wanted to put this information out there so we could all just enjoy, digest it, and you know, sit down with a cup of tea and read some good literature about it. Educate yourselves, as always. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, DRKAY. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. We teach a course for injectors. It's called Modern Aesthetic Theory and Artistry. It's online, 25 different modules. Actually, it's up to 30. Everything you need to know on label, off label, cheeks, jawlines, liquid rhino, sculpture for the face, sculpture for the butt, threads, polynucleotides, salmon sperm, everything you need to know. We have a module for it, and you can learn from the beauty of your own home. So check it out, Modern Aesthetic Theory and Artistry. And it has its own Instagram page, too. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.